Our Dhamma talk will be about the difference between Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation. Because some of the Buddhists doesn't differentiate between the Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation. So they get puzzled how to deal with Samatha and how to deal with Vipassana. That's why my Dhamma talk in every retreat, one of my Dhamma talk in every retreat deal with the differences between Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation. I would like to deliver this discourse on the difference between Samatha and Vipassana on early days, but our dealing with the current of the other topics on the Dhamma is continuing, so I haven't I couldn't do it. In Buddhism, meditation is termed as bhavana in Pali. Bhavana means culture or development. But here, bhavana means a mental culture, a mental development. To develop the consciousness to the extent one can attain calmness, serenity, tranquility, and also the enlightenment and the cessation of the suffering. So this bhavana, mental culture or mental development, is now termed as meditation. This meditation has of two types in accordance with the teaching of the Buddha. The first one is a samatha and the second is a vipassana. Samatha means calmness, serenity, tranquility, and concentration. Vipassana means experiential knowledge or insight, a penetrating knowledge of body-mind process. Of the two types of meditation, in Burma, the second one, Vipassana meditation, is mostly practiced by Burmese Buddhists. There are very, very few Buddhists who practice Samatha meditation. Then what is the difference between Samatha meditation and Vipassana? The purpose of a Samatha meditation is to attain higher degree of concentration of a mind. When a Samatha meditator practices Samatha meditation, his aim is to attain deep concentration of a mind. And as a result, to feel calm, tranquil, and serene. So, the purpose is to attain deep concentration of the mind. Samatha meditators has to take a single subject as the object of meditation. Because he wants to concentrate his mind well on a single object very deeply. So he has to take only a single object and concentrate on it as much deeper as possible. Because the purpose is to attain deep concentration. To concentrate mind very well on the object of meditation, the meditator takes only a single object to contemplate on. So when he practices samatha meditation, he may take respiration as the object of meditation. As a tradition, as a described in the Pali text, developed by the traditional teachers of meditation, ancient teachers of meditation. But there are 40 subjects of samatha meditation described in the Visuddhimagga, the manual of meditators, we can say. Out of 40 subjects, samatha meditator takes one as the object of meditation. Except from, apart from the respiration as the object of meditation, he can take, say, some kasinas or asubha, anusti, and so on as the object of meditation. Here, kasina means a device on which a meditator, a device a meditator must take its object of meditation and contemplate on it. These kasinas of 10 kinds. Atavi kasina, avo kasina, tejo kasina, vayo kasina, and so on. Atavi kasina means the device of earth. Avoksina means the device of water. Tejogasina means the device of a fire. And so on. When you want to concentrate, contemplate your mind on a single object of meditation, you make a device for contemplating on. That's you have to make a circle of earth. Suppose you applied some pure soil on a wall about, say, 2 feet, 2 or 3 feet up above the floor, and then you make it a circle in the size of a plate, then you sit from the you sit about 2 feet from the wall and look at that circle of earth which has been made by you as the device of a kasina, a meditate for meditation. Then you sit about 2 feet from the wall and look at the circle and say mentally, earth, 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 repeatedly. Say mentally, noting earth, earth, then look at the earth. When the mind goes out, you bring it back to the focus it to on the circle and to note earth, 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 and so on. In this way, whenever the mind goes out, you bring it back and focus it on the circle of the earth, noting earth, earth, and so on. You may say Patavi, Patavi, Patavi in Pali too, if you know the meaning of the Patavi. The meaning of the Patavi here means earth. But the meaning of the Patavi in Vipassana meditation is a hardness and softness. The specific characteristics are called Patavi, not really earth or real swine in the Vipassana meditation. But here in Samatha meditation, Patavi means the earth circle which has been made by you for the purpose of contemplating on. So whenever the mind goes out, wanders, and thinks about something else, you have to take the mind back to the object and focus on it. In this way, the mind gradually becomes concentrated on the earth circle, the only object of meditation. Why should you bring the mind back to the primary, the object of meditation when it goes out? Because you want to concentrate the mind on a single object very deeply. So here, what you should notice is that the difference between samatha and vipassana as to dealing with the samatha as wandering mind or thinking mind, distraction. Whenever the mind goes out, wanders, you do not follow the mind and do not observe it, but bring the mind back to the object of meditation on the circle and focus on it, noting earth, earth, or patavi, patavi, and so on. Because you want to concentrate your mind very deeply on a single object of meditation. When the mind is almost completely absorbed into the single object of meditation, it's called the concentration of the mind at that state of meditation is called upachara samadhi. Upachara samadhi means nivahu concentration. This is a concentration near to the jhana concentration, absorption concentration. So it's called nivahu concentration. And also it's called access concentration. Then, when you put enough effort in the observing of the circle, then the concentration becomes deeper and deeper. Then eventually the mind completely, absolutely concentrated on the object of meditation, and then it's absorbed into the object of the earth circle. When the mind is completely absorbed into the object of the earth circle, your mind is quite purified from all hindrances or defilements. No hindrance is in the mind. No mental defilement is in the mind. The mind is quite purified from all hindrances. Mental defilement, so you feel calm, sitting, tranquil, and peaceful. Then you enjoy it. If you enjoy that peacefulness, calmness, serenity, and tranquility, when you are concentrating deep enough, is it round or right? Huh? Is it yes, this is a samatha meditation, not vipassana meditation. The aim of a samatha meditation is to concentrate the mind very well on the object of meditation so that it can be purified from all hindrances and mental defilements. The aim of samatha meditation is not to realize any mental or physical process and not to destroy any defilements, but to concentrate the mind on a object of meditation and enjoying the tranquility, serenity, and peacefulness of the mind. Then is it around to enjoy it? Huh? Is it around all right? Okay. Not wrong, huh? Because his aim is to enjoy serenity, tranquility, and peacefulness of the mind when the mind is well concentrated on the object of meditation. Is it right? Yes. It's called jhana, data, dhamma, sukha, and also jhana sukha. Jhana sukha, here means jhana means absorption into the object of meditation. Sukha means happiness. Jhana sukha means concentration happiness. Concentrated happiness or concentration happiness. Yes, it means this happiness attained through concentration of a mind. That's a jhana sukha. Jhana sukha must be enjoyed by samatha meditator, not by vipassana meditator. Because the samatha meditator aims to concentrate the mind on a single object of meditation and enjoying tranquility, serenity, and peacefulness of mind. This is his aim. So, according to what he aims, he enjoys it. It's not round, it's right, quite right. That is what the mendicant or hermits in the Himalayas do. They go to winter forest and practice samatha meditation and enjoy serenity, tranquility and peacefulness of the mind all day long. Is it good? Good, because their aim is to enjoy it for as long as they could. Yes. Then, but the result of this samatha meditation is not only deep concentration, but also the attainment of a psychical power, supernormal power, such as flying in the sky, walking on the water, going underground, and creating many personality, many persons, individuals, and so on. So such a psychical power of supernormal power can be attained through very deep concentration as a result of samatha meditation. Very deep concentration. Then this absorption, here, the traditionally, we define two types of concentration as to samatha meditation. One is upacara samadhi, nebahu concentration or abscess concentration. The other is jhana concentration, absorption concentration. Jhana samadhi, absorption concentration or fixedness concentration. So this jhana has eight stage. Samatha meditator practices samatha meditation to attain the eight stages of jhana or concentrated mind. One stage after another, the second stage is higher than the first one. That means that when your mind is more deeply absorbed into the object of meditation, then you have attained the one stage higher of a concentration. And then when you proceed with your concentration, then the mind will be more deeply absorbed into the object of meditation, then you go the third and the fourth and so on. So the final stage of a jhana concentration is the highest degree of a concentrated mind. It's called Neva Sanya Na Sanya Yatana by name. It's very difficult for you to pronounce these words, Neva Sanya Na Sanya Yatana Jhana. You need not know so much about it because you are Vipassana meditator, not Samatha meditator. I also do not teach Samatha meditation. Except for Metta meditation and Buddha Nusri Bhavana and respiration meditation, that's all. Metta meditation, Buddha Nusri meditation, respiration meditation are also included in 40 subjects of Samatha meditation. They are also Samathas, Metta, Buddha Nusri, respiration, Anapanasati. We have to practice either Metta, Buddha Nusti, or respiratory meditation occasionally when they are necessary to encourage our personal meditation. So, when a samatha meditator has attained all the eight stages of insight and knowledge, eight stages of jhana concentration, then he has to exercise this concentration so that he will be very much skilled in the attainment of this jhana concentration. And second, if he wants to enter the fourth jhana, then he can do it. And second, if he wants to enter the eighth jhana, he can do it. If he is so skilled in attainment of a jhana that he can enter into any jhana in a second, then he can attain the psychic power and supernormal power. So based on this concentration, jhana concentration, he proceed with his practice of samatha meditation, then attain supernormal power or psychic power. Very easy. Very easy. not practically, but theoretically. Theoretically, very easy to attain any jhana in a second. But practically, it takes a year, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, sometimes 6, 7, sometimes a whole life. Takes. But the Samatha meditation is very much useful for Vipassana meditator too, for some arahants who has attained these jhanas to enter into Nirodha Samapatti. Nirodha Samapatti. Nirodha Samapatti means entering into the cessation of consciousness, mental concomitants, and all physical processes produced by the mind. You follow? I try to make you understand. Nirodha here means the cessation of all consciousness and mental states and physical process produced by the mind. You follow? Then when you enter into this Samapatti attainment, do you know something at that state of mind? Huh? No. Nothing is aware of. That means a Nirodha Samapatti. One who wants to enter into the Nirodha Samapatti, the cessation of all mental process and physical process which is produced by the mind, he has to take Samatha meditation as a base. So, first of all, he has to enter into these eight stages of Samapatti, jhana concentration. Then after that, based on this, the highest concentration of jhana, he proceeded with the Vipassana meditation. Then he get into the Nirodha Samapatti. So for one who wants to enter into Nirodha Samapatti, also this Samatha meditation is very much useful. And also there is also the path knowledge and fruition knowledge. Path knowledge means magganyana. Fruition knowledge means planyana. When a noble one, Ariya Pugala, has attained the path knowledge and then he has attained fruition knowledge, immediately after the path knowledge has been attained, then if he wants to enter into Phalasamapatti, that means the attainment of a fruition knowledge. If he wants to enter into fruition knowledge, then he has to take Samatha meditation as a base. First of all, he has to practice Samatha meditation so that he can attain absorption concentration, the full jhana concentration. After that concentration has been attained, based on this concentration, he has to practice Vipassana meditation. Then he gets into the fruition knowledge, the attainment of fruition knowledge. In this case too, we should here explain very briefly the Vipassana meditation. What's the Vipassana? You know that. I need not explain you because you have already a great knowledge of this Vipassana. Huh? Yes. What's the Vipassana? Huh? Vipassana means vi is a one word. Pasana is a one word, the other word. Then the two words are combined, compounded. Vipassana is a compound word. Vi means anicca, dukkha, anatta, or impermanence, suffering, and impersonal nature. This is a vi. Pasana means mindfulness and insight knowledge. Pasana means mindfulness and insight knowledge. In another word, we can say pasana means realization or right understanding. None of a meditator can realize any mental or physical phenomena in their true nature without being mindful of that mental and physical phenomena. Is it right? Then, only you are mindful of the mental and physical phenomena, you can realize them in their true nature. So, realization and mindfulness go side by side. So, vipassana, pasana means both mindfulness and realization or insight knowledge. Then when we say the meaning of the compound word vipassana, vipassana means a realization of anicca, dukkha, anatta of body-mind process. Is it right? Vipassana means realization of impermanence, suffering, and impersonal nature of body-mind process, materiality, and mentality. Is it right? Then, what's the vipassana? Realization of impermanence, suffering, impersonal nature of body-mind process or materiality and mentality. Then you remember. Do you remember? Shall I proceed? Yes? Yes. Then, should I ask a question? What is the aim of vipassana? Because you have rightly understood the aim of a samatha. So now I ask you, what is the aim of a vipassana? Realization of a? Elimination of a suffering. Yes. The purpose of vipassana means the elimination of a suffering. Through realization of impermanence, suffering, impersonal nature of a body-mind process. Is it right? Yes. Without realization of a body-mind process and their true nature, you can't eliminate your suffering. Is it right? So, the purpose of vipassana meditation is to realize body-mind process and their true nature, or to realize the impermanent suffering, impersonal nature of mental and physical phenomena, and destroy or defilement, and as a result, elimination of suffering. Is it right? Then, if you practice vipassana meditation, when you have attained some degree of concentration, is it enough for you? Huh? No. What's the necessary? Insight. Into what? Mental physical process. So, the aim of vipassana meditation is to not only concentration, but also insight knowledge, which penetrates into the three characteristics of the existence. Is it right? Then the aim is to realize the three characteristics and destroy defilement and attain the cessation of suffering. Then should we content with what we have, a deep concentration of mind? No. Then here the purpose of samatha meditation and vipassana meditation is very different. The purpose of samatha meditation is to attain higher degree of concentration only. That of vipassana meditation is to elimination of suffering through realization of mental and physical phenomena and their true nature. Is it right? This is the difference. Then here, what should we notice is that because we do not need very deep concentration for realization, so we should not try to concentrate our mind only a single object of meditation. Is it right? Yes. If we have some degree of concentration which makes the mind stable and steady on the object, it's enough for us to realize any mental or physical process. Is it right? Yes. Then we do not need to have only a single object. Because every mental state, the physical process must be thoroughly realized in their true nature, we need not choose any mental states or physical process as the object of meditation, but each and every mental state, emotional state, and physical process are the object of meditation. Is it right? Then vipassana meditation has many varieties of objects which are mental process and physical process. Then samatha meditation has only a single object. That is the difference between the two. Is it right? Then vipassana meditation has many varieties of the object. That's a mental and physical process which is arising at the moment. So, if you cling to the rise and fall of the abdomen only as the object of meditation, is it right or wrong? Wrong. Because if you are clinging to only rise and fall of the abdomen, you may be able to realize it only. Huh? Yes. You may not be able to realize the other mental states, emotional state, physical process. And this, in other words, even though you want to cling to the rise and fall of the abdomen, if you have a severe pain on your back, could you concentrate your mind on rise and fall of the abdomen? No. Where will the mind go? To the pain on the back. So you can't keep it on a single object. Then here what we notice is the difference. The second point of the difference is samatha meditation takes only a single object. Then what about vipassana meditation? Takes many various objects of mental and physical process as the object of meditation. Then The result of a samatha meditation is enjoyment of serenity, tranquility, and peacefulness of a mind, and some supernormal power at most. Is it right? Then what is the result of a upasana meditation? Cessation of suffering, nibbana, emancipation, deliverance. This is the result. But this emancipation can be attained through destruction of mental defilement by means of a real right understanding of a mental and physical phenomena. Is it right? Yes. Without you rightly understand anicca dukkha, anatta of a mental and physical process, you can't destroy any mental defilements. Is it right? Without rightly understanding of impermanence, suffering, and impersonal nature of a mental and physical process, could you destroy any defilement? No, not at all. Mental defilement can be destroyed through realization of all these impermanent suffering and impersonal nature of a body-mind process. So, say the result of vipassana meditation is first of all realization. The second, destroying the defilement. The third, and finally, the cessation of suffering. Three stages. Is it right? Yeah. But we skipped one stage. We have skipped one stage. What's that? Concentration. Concentration. Unless our mind is concentrated to a certain extent, we are unable to realize any mental physical process. So we need some degree of concentration. That's why when you come to interview, you have a mind concentration. Today is good, today is very poor. Today mind concentration unstable, and so. But I haven't had any experience in which a yogi report mind concentration is too deep. I want to hear it. Yes. But actually, when the concentration is too deep, you can't realize the bodily mental process because it's deeply absorbed into the object. It can't realize anything. So even though I want to hear it, I don't want to hear it. Yes. Then the difference between the result of a samatha and vipassana, you know that. Then the way in which you practice both type of bhavana. When you practice samatha meditation, you have to contemplate your mind, contemplate on only a single object, concentrate the mind on only a single object, noting it repeatedly and observing it repeatedly. When the mind goes out, you have to bring it back to the object and focus it deeply as much as possible. Then, when you practice vipassana meditation, when the mind goes out, should you bring it back to the primary object or what should you do? Noting what? Noting the mind which is wandering and thinking about something else. until it has stopped. You must observe the mind, which is wondering or thinking about something else, until it has stopped. If you note it, say it about 4 or 5 times, then the note mind, the wandering mind is going on. Then you come to the primary object, note rising and falling. That's the right way or wrong way to dealing with, to deal with the thought. Huh? Why? Yes. When you come back to the primary object, the wandering mind is going on. Then you are also forcing your noted mind to contemplate, to concentrate on rise and fall of the abdomen. Noted rising, falling. But in the beginning, because you can put more effort in noting of rising and falling, the mind is concentrated on the movement of the abdomen to a certain extent. Then the wandering mind, which is left unfinished, is in the back of your mind. Then you say, when I note rising and falling, my concentration is good, but there's also some trivial thought, unimportant thoughts in the back of the mind. Very good. That mind will become gradually developed and keep your concentration. So, when you feel there's a thought process behind your mind, when you are concentrating on the rising and falling of the abdomen, you do not know rise and fall. You do not continue to know rise and fall. But note that thought process, which you think is not important. If you do not note it, there's a thought process like a bushfire. You know that? There's a thought process like a bushfire. How? Gradually becomes a grow. Developed, and it becomes a strong top, stronger and stronger, then it kills your concentration. So should you leave it unnoticed? No, you must deal with it until it has completely stopped. Only after that you return to the primary object, not as usual. This is the difference, the way in which you have to practice both meditation. And samatha meditation, when the mind goes out, bring it back and focus it on the object of meditation. And vipassana meditation, when the mind goes out and wanders, you follow the mind and observe it until it is completely stopped. That is the difference between the two meditation. Then there's also another difference. When you have attained a very deep concentration by means of samatha meditation, then your mind becomes purified from defilements and hindrances, so the mind becomes quiet, calm, and tranquil, peaceful. As long as the mind is absorbed into this single object, sits it for 1 hour or 2 hours, 3 hours, you feel happy, peaceful, you enjoy it, tranquil. But at the moment, the mind is disengaged from meditative object, then what is happening? Go, dissipating. Then, as soon as the mind is distracted or dissipated, then either any upper mental defilements is ready to come in. Desire, lobha, or dosa, or worry, or sorry, then it takes over the mind, which is not concentrated on the object of meditation. Then it means you enjoying the result of samatha meditation, only the mind is well concentrated on the object of meditation, that's all. Is that? Then vipassana meditation is not like that. The result of vipassana meditation is not like that. You know yourself. When you say, have experienced the appearance and disappearance of the movement of the foot or the movement of rising and falling very clearly once in your retreat, you can't forget it. Did you forget? No, you can't forget it. You are realizing the impermanency of a physical process, which is a movement. Vayodhatu, an element. At that moment, you do not identify this process of a movement with yourself, with the person, with the being. Then you don't take it to be a self or a soul, because you personally experience as the a series of a movement which is arising in passing away. Then could you take it to be a person and to be a self or a soul? What we call self is an everlasting entity. What we call soul is an everlasting entity. Then the movement of a series of a movement of the foot or the rising and falling is everlasting or not. And how long does it last? How long does it last? A thought moment arises and lasts only a millionth of a second. Then the moment of a physical process last 17 times then the moment of a thought. So then how does a movement emotion last? So let it be. The meaning is when you are out of a retreat and you are daily routine, sometimes you recollect your experience in the retreat, then you can recollect this appearance and disappearance of movements of the rising, falling, and the movement of the foot. At that moment also, you do not identify this physical process to be a person, with a person, a being. You don't take it to be a soul or a self when you recollect your experience. Is it right? Yes. If you do not believe in me, then you should recollect when you back at home. Your experience, you have some experiences. Some of the meditators has a very good experience. Such a meditator has a very good experience. If they continue their practice, say another 2 months, they are sure to attain any stage of enlightenment, so at least the first stage of enlightenment, sotapattimagga-ñāṇa. So, here also one of the differences between samatha and vipassana. The result of samatha meditation can be enjoined here only the mind is concentrated on the object. The result of vipassana meditation can be enjoined even in daily life too, when you recollect your experience you had in a retreat. You follow? Yes. How many points of a difference did you find when I explained here? Huh? The difference between the purpose, the two purposes of the two types of meditation? Four. Yes, four. The purpose and also the result and also the way you have to practice and also the enjoyment of the result. And also, the object, the difference between the object, what is the difference between the object of samatha and upasana? Samatha takes only a single object, upasana, various objects of a physical and mental process. Then, yes, the result of a samatha meditation is concentration, that's a jhana, and also supernormal power at most. Then, differentiating between samatha meditation and vipassana meditation, then you can judge which ways you should follow. Which way you should follow? Huh? In Burma, we Burmese Buddhists used to say, Samatha is the path of jhana. Vipassana is the path of jnana. Is it right? Jnana is realization, right understanding, insight. Which is better? The path of jhana is better than the path of jnana. No? Why? The result of the path of jhana is last only temporarily for the time being. Then the result of the path of jnana lasts, say, forever. Whenever you recollect it, you have it. Then the time's up. Now today is the 22nd, tomorrow is the 23rd, then we have only two talks left. I have many points to explain you. Yes, only when I'm back in Burma I will explain these points to my meditators. Yes. May all of you differentiating between samatha and vipassana and strive samatha vipassana meditation for your salvation and achieve the goal.